Commercial fishermen are free to fish in the Naknek, Quijac, Igigek, and Ugashik districts beginning this morning at 9, as all three districts go onto a weekly fishing schedule to start the season. While fishermen can fish, it's unlikely there are many salmon swimming around, as it's still very early in the season. In the Naknek, Quijac district, both the Naknek and Quijac sections are open to set net effort, while the drifters are limited to just the Naknek section. The weekly fishing period is from 9 a.m. Mondays to 9 a.m. Fridays, beginning this morning at 9. The weekly fishing schedule ends at 9 a.m. Friday, June 21st. At that point, the district is under emergency order status, and commercial fishing time will be announced by Fish and Game. Down in the Ugashik district, both set netters and drifters can fish from 9 a.m. Mondays to 9 a.m. Fridays, beginning this morning at 9 a.m. The weekly fishing schedule will end at 9 a.m. Friday, June 14th. The weekly fishing schedule in the Igigik district will run from 9 a.m. Mondays to 9 a.m. Wednesdays. The district will then be closed until 9 a.m. Thursdays. At that point, the district will then reopen until 9 a.m. Fridays. The weekly fishing schedule in the Igigik district begins this morning at 9, ends 9 a.m. on Friday, June 14th. In the emergency orders issued on Friday, Fish and Game opened subsistence fishing in the Igigik Commercial Fishing District until 11:59 p.m. Friday, June 14th. Fishermen should note the mesh restriction of 5.5 inches in the Naknek Quijac district. That's to conserve king salmon. Drift permit holders who fish in the Eastside districts don't have to register for a district until June 25th. However, if you're fishing a dual permit, you must register with Fish and Game before you wet your nets. The official Fish and Game forecast this year is for a total run of just over 26 million sockeye. If that's correct, the potential commercial harvest could be around 16.6 million. One of the major tools used by fishermen, processors, and other stakeholders to prepare for the millions of fish is the annual Port Moeller Test Fishery run by the BBEDC's Bristol-based Science and Research Institute. The test fishery is scheduled to get started June 10th and will run for about 30 days. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.